Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11 and you can find me on X at Rezzle11Grinds. We are going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 15th of September. We have a 13 game main slate on this Friday evening. I'm not seeing any weather issues yet, but we will definitely have to pay attention as the day goes on. Let's dig in right away. At the top, we get Aaron Nola taking on the Cardinals as a minus 140 road favorite. He has not been strong on the road, but he did absolutely dominate this St. Louis squad earlier this season in what I assume would be his best start of the year. And it actually was just 3 weeks ago, roughly, that he made that start. Actually, Tampa Bay was better. Oh, Detroit. He's had multiple starts, apparently, of 36-plus DK points. So last two starts have not been strong. Those trends are not great to see as the season winds down. Did get an extra day of rest in here. St. Louis has been struggling. I definitely think it is a pretty good spot for Nola, other than the fact that he does struggle on the road, which is a big worry. But I still think he has plenty of upside. He was on the road here against Tampa Bay when he went off with his second highest fantasy point performance of the season. Went for over 30 at Houston as well. So he's certainly capable of doing it on the road. It's just less likely. So he's a perfectly fine play for me on this slate. We get Justin Steele traveling to Arizona as a minus 140 favorite as well. Shut down the D-backs the first time he faced them. Decent on the road, just slightly better at home. His last start did come against the D-backs. I believe there's quite a bit of wind blowing in that game, if I remember correctly. But that dominant performance against San Francisco two starts ago, the wind was actually blowing out in Wrigley that day, and he absolutely just shoved against San Francisco. So he's throwing the ball ridiculously well. I do expect a regressive start at some point before the season closes, but he is right in the thick of the Cy Young race right now. Cubs right in the thick of the wild card race. Diamondbacks are as well, so it should be a fun series, but I think Steele is definitely worth it. We just saw Arizona strike out a ton against Senga on Thursday. So I think there's plenty of upside for Steele. I just don't know that it's a slam dunk spot right now. George Kirby against the Dodgers. Dodgers are a minus 115 road favorite. Game total of just 7.5 in this one. Kirby has been pretty dominant at home. He's had some rough starts recently. Recent trends just are not there. But he's capable of doing it. Shutdown. Absolutely dominated a Baltimore squad. Just over a month ago. He dominated Tampa Bay earlier. So he's done it against tough lineups already this season. Just shut down Texas when they were scoring a ton of runs back in May. He's capable of doing it, but do we really want to rely on a pitcher shutting down the Dodgers? I prefer not, but we may just have to include him because he does have plenty of upside. But he would be one of the first ones here. Probably the first one at the top that I would remove from my pool. Zach Eflin taking on the Orioles. Tampa Bay, a minus 120 road favorite in this one. He has made two starts against the Orioles, thrown the ball pretty well. been decent of late, not great, along a couple runs at a time here. I'm not as afraid of Baltimore's offense as I am of the Dodgers, obviously. So I would say F1 is ahead of Kirby for me. Kirby has what I would say is the greater upside. Hunter Green against the Mets was pretty strong against them. I didn't rack up the strikeouts. Too many walks, though. So that's annoying. He has been best on the road. The Mets are a -115 home favorite. Game total of just 8 in this one. Hunter Green has been better on the road. His last two starts have been really good. He's coming off a pretty dominant performance against St. Louis. Still, the walks are an issue, and that's what I worry about. Walks rack up pitch count to go with his strikeouts, and then he does have home run issues at times. We saw in Toronto get him for 5 of them. And when walks happen around home runs, big numbers happen, and we get pretty bad performances at times. Obviously, Toronto is -9 DK points. So I love the upside for Hunter Green. I have a few shares of him still going, round 3 of the best ball tournament. So I am hoping that he gets it done tonight. I will definitely be using him here, but I will also have Met stacks for power reasons. Because he certainly could go out there and give up 4 home runs, and I would not be shocked. Tarik Skubal. Very interested in Tarik. -115 road favorite. Game total of just 7.5. Man, we don't see Detroit as a road favorite very often. He hasn't been great on the road. This is very true. But his last two road starts have been really solid. Coming off a dominant last start, getting an extra day of rest, which is important for him. The Angels are just a weak offense at this point. I would guess that Shohei is probably not even back yet. I'm not sure, but no, I don't think he's been put on the IL yet. Not that it matters too much. It's one guy. Skubal is definitely playable. He's going to be one of my favorite pitching options because of his upside on the slate. I just really wish he was at home. Jose Berríos taking on the Red Sox after the Red Sox just played a doubleheader on Thursday. He's a -135 home favorite. He has not been good against the Red Sox this season in 3 starts. His overall numbers haven't been good. He is strongest at home from a K-note perspective. It's been decent of late. A couple rough starts in there. Strikeouts bounced back after a couple rough performances. I think he's interesting enough, but he's going to be right on the border for me. There's a good chance I end up off of him just because of Skubal being right there in price point and Lugo being right below him. Logan Webb pitching in Coors. I was on interested in Webb yesterday. I'll be interested today, just maybe not as much because we have quite a few more pitching options. But Berríos is certainly worth discussing and considering. Seth Lugo against the A's, coming off of a pretty bad start against Houston. He's capable of shutting teams down, allowing 0 runs in 3 out of his last 5 starts. His K numbers have come down. Probably not going to be a big K guy overall. He's a -210 favorite here. I think he's just a perfectly fine option. We do pick on Oakland quite a bit. So I'm not afraid of the matchup in that ballpark. Logan Webb, pretty strong against the Rockies this season. Not as strong on the road. His last start was against this Colorado squad. Put up 23 DK points. Put up 45 against them. Struck out 10 in a complete game shutout. Did give up 4 runs in Coors with just 3 Ks. I still think he's viable. He's just going to be kind of like the seventh, eighth man in my pitcher pool at this point. Bailey Ober going to get the call up to join the rotation again. Pitching on normal rest. He's really struggled the second half of the season, but it is a nice matchup for the Twins. He's a -178 favorite against the White Sox. We saw Maeda just absolutely dominate. Might have stayed in for one or two outs too long, giving up a home run to Andrew Vaughn on a pitch that I didn't think was all that bad. So it was kind of shocking to see him pull the ball for a home run on that particular pitch. But I digress. Bailey Ober is certainly somebody that I am considering. He was solid against the White Sox the one time he faced them. He does have upside. He has been better from a fantasy points perspective on the road. The home runs haven't been as insane, and his strikeouts are stronger away from Minnesota. All signs pointing to a solid performance from him. Bobby Miller. We know that Seattle offers K upside, but their offense in the second half has been far more dangerous. It's not allowing home runs on the road. I'm going to have to think about Bobby Miller a little bit as the day goes on because I like the talent. I like the upside in the matchup. But with how strong this Seattle offense has been in the second half, how likely do I think he is to be in a winning lineup? It might not be very or high enough for me to want to take the chances. It's kind of how I debate some guys. If I think there's just a super rare chance of them being in a GPP winner, I'm gonna take the chance and just fade guys like that. And if they beat me, if he goes out, say I decide to fade him and he goes out and drops a 25 to 30 DK point performance, I just take my loss in that scenario and move on to the next slate. But it also doesn't mean that I lost all my money on that slate. I'm probably still gonna make money back. I can still be profitable by fading somebody that has a strong performance as well. Giolito, no thank you. I'm just not interested in playing Lucas Giolito at this point. He's given up 3 home runs in each of his last 3 starts. Texas, just super dangerous offense. They just got to Gausman yesterday. I'm going to pass. Javier has not been great on the road. Has just not been good for a while. I will use some because it is a plus matchup against Kansas City. He's a -190 favorite in this one. Brian Bello, probably not going to go to him against Toronto. He's been decent, but I feel like we can, I don't mind fading his 18 fantasy point performances. I don't think it's going to be a performance that we must have. Flaherty, been rough the last handful. Probably going to pass on Flaherty, even though I do think he has upside. And there is K upside against Tampa Bay. I know it's a dangerous offense, but there is K upside. Wade Miley might have to consider him, but I don't think I'm going to. Extra day of rest, but he doesn't put up performances that you go, damn, I wish I would have had that. Not really interested in Fott. Maybe a little David Peterson against Cincinnati because there's K upside, but he did struggle against them. But there's definitely upside in that lineup. It'll be right-hand heavy because of the acquisition Cincinnati made. Not really interested in anybody else down here. Maybe Shulton's the K upside, but still, he's just not that strong of a pitcher. So there we have it. There's the first look at pitching. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on. Get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to our tools, coaches, sheets, Discord, etc. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.